Bavakamo, Perik Vav Mishnah Beis. After a Perik or several Prakim when we talked about watching your ox, now we are saying you have to watch your sheep so it doesn't get out and do damage. Hinicha Bachamo, if the guy who owns the sheep leaves it out in the sun so it gets this uncomfortable, and that's why it's going to try to dig under a wall and get out of its sheep pen. So, even if you watched it the normal way, this is considered pshia. This is considered not watching it properly. Oshem Asar L'Cherishal Tvekatan. Or he handed the sheep reins over to a deaf mute, or a shota, somebody who's mentally deranged, or a katan. None of these are considered to be b'nei da'as, to be able to watch the animal. So it's as if he did no watching at all. V'yotzah, and the animal gets out, v'hezikah, and does damages to, for example, to vegetables, by trampling it, by eating it, chayev, then he's going to be chayev, because he was posheah, he was negligent. Masara l'roa, if he gave it over to a shepherd, then nichnas roa tachtav, the shepherd takes the responsibility instead of him. Now, we knew this already, that a shomer goes in the place of the owner of the animal, so what we're talking about, the Gemara explains, is the shepherd hands it over to his apprentice, to his assistant, that even though the shomer is masara l'shomer, the shomer gave it to another shomer, this is considered normal, and the person who gave it to the shepherd expected this to happen, so the apprentice, the assistant, he's going to want to be the one who's going to be chayev. The owner can't say, I don't trust the second guy, because this guy usually would give it to his assistant. So that's to be expected. New case. Nafla Lagina. The animal, the sheep, is inside its pen, which is up higher than somebody else's property. So there's a hill, or there's some kind of an incline, and the sheep is on the owner's roof, and it falls off the roof. It slips off and falls into the other person's Rishus HaYachid. Benenis, and it gets benefit. It fell on the produce that was growing in that field, and it wasn't injured. Or, after it recovers and gets up and dusts itself off, it starts eating. Mishalemis mashenenis. The owner of the sheep is chayev for the benefit that it got from what it ate in the other guy's field, not for the amount it damaged, but for the benefit. We've seen earlier in the Masechta, sometimes this means however much he would pay for the cheapest stuff, like barley, to be able to feed the animal, how much money he saved, not how much hanah he might have had. Yorda kadarka v'hezika, if on the other hand the animal didn't fall in an unusual accident, but it went down the usual way into the other person's rishus hayachid, into his garden, and then did damage, v'hezika, mishalem es masha hezika, he has to pay for what it damaged. This is not an accident, so the owner is chayev for 100% of the damages. Ketzad mishalem es masha hezika, so how do we figure out how much he has to pay? Shamin beis sa'a ba'osa sada. We appraise, we figure out how much one sa'a's space in that field was worth. Kama haisa yafa. What was it worth before the animal ate the produce? And v'kama hi yafa, and how much is it worth now after the animal ate the produce? A base sa'a is the area 50 amos square. So usually somewhere around 2,000 or 1,500 square yards where you could plant a sa'a of barley seeds. We're not going to make him chayev for the entire value of the bed of 2,000 square yards of barley. What we do is we look at it as if it was part of a larger field and we appraise it based on the larger value. By looking at a sa'a's space within a bigger field, that way it's actually going to be less amount in damages than it would have been if that's the only field that you look at. When you look at it in context and you look at the full field's value, you're actually going to end up having less damages to pay. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Achla peros gemurim, if it ate ripe fruit that was still attached to the ground, it hadn't been harvested yet, but it was fully ripe and it didn't need the ground anymore, mishalem es peros gemurim. Then he has to pay for the complete value of the fruit as if it had been detached already. And this is an interesting point. If it's attached to the ground, it's considered part of the ground. But if it's fully ripe and doesn't need the ground anymore, then it's more expensive. It's a finished product and he's got to pay for the fruit. Imsa'a, sa'a. According to Rabbi Shimon, if it's one sa'a it damaged, then you have to pay for one. Imsasayim, sasayim. If it damaged two sa'a, then you have to pay for two. And the reason for this is that they are using the same pasuk that we used before about appraising a field, which is, it says, uvier bistei acher, in another's field. Bistei acher can mean, like we said with the beis sa'a, a bigger field, or another field, a larger field, or bistei acher can apply to fruit that needs the sada, versus fruit, says Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't need the sada anymore. And we pasuk like Rabbi Shimon that the fruit is treated as if it is detached produce. Mishnah Gimel, Hamagdish Besoch Sada Shel Chavero, Shelo Bershus. Somebody makes stacks of grain in somebody else's field without permission. Vachalton Behemto Shel Baal Asada. And the owner of the field, his animal eats the stack, and then the guy is putter. The owner of the animal can say, what were you doing putting your stacks in my field? So if his animal eats a stack of no permission grain, he's putter for that. We've seen this before. But Vim Huska Bohen, if the animal slipped on the stack or somehow injured itself on the stack, then Baal HaGadosh Chayiv, the owner of the stack, is Chayiv, because he had no permission to stack up his grain in that field. Even if it's an open field with no walls or fences, you still have to have permission. This is not the same as the animal overeating the grain and dying and getting sick from that, because we've seen earlier in the early Mishnayos in Perek Hey that the owner would not be Chayiv for that. But Vim Higdish Bershus, what if he stacked his grain with permission? Then Baal HaSada Chayiv, the owner of the field, is Chayiv. And the Gemara explains, what's the Chiddush of this Mishnah? That this is a valley where all the farmers agree to stack their grain on one person's threshing floor, and they appoint a guard to keep an eye on the stacks. When a farmer puts his stack on that threshing floor, it's as if he had permission. Not only that, but the owner is taking responsibility for guarding it. And so in a situation where it's the common stack, there's no reason why he would have to ask permission, and the responsibility is implicit in that. And he doesn't have to say so out loud, as opposed to an earlier mission in Perek Hey, where Rebbe said he has to openly say, I take responsibility. In this case, he doesn't have to, because everybody knows that that's the condition, that they're all stacking on the same goren, the same threshing floor.